Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Dan McKibben. I'm one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ, and we're happy that you've tuned in to be with us. Anyway, our goal, of course, is to search the Scriptures. That's the title of the program, Searching the Scriptures. And so we want to search the Scriptures on a very vital, important topic this morning. Hope that you'll follow along, and if you do have any questions or any concerns about our topic today, or if you have other Bible questions like to study, feel free to give me a call at 606-308-5077. We'll be happy to communicate with you and study the Word of the Lord and help in any way that we can. I've noticed driving around here in Kentucky that a lot of fields have been harvested. Of course, we've moved into the fall season, and the summer has come to an end, and it reminds me of an Old Testament passage. And I want to look at that and kind of develop our thoughts along this line. In Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20, the text says, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." I think about that concept here. Of course, I think probably what Jeremiah had in mind was the problem with the Babylonians that were looming over the people of God. But really, there's kind of just maybe a spiritual lesson for us today here in 2020 that we need to think about. And that is, time keeps moving on. And you just see so many people that just care nothing about God. And, you know, today, you know, while we're alive, while the world's standing, is the opportunity to serve God. I mean, we can't wait till we die. We can't wait till Jesus returns. We can't wait for the second coming of Christ and think, okay, well then, you know, I'll get my life right. No, it's now, while the world's standing, while you're living, we have that opportunity. And as we get older, it's going to become more and more difficult to make changes if we're not saved. And it's kind of like when you think about growing crops. I mean, you got to think about that in the spring and early summer. And, you know, under a few crops, that cold weather crops that you might kind of more toward like August, you could plant some things that might mature before, you know, freezing weather comes. But once winter comes, you're not going to get a harvest. I mean, you could plant some things in September. We had some warm days in September here in Kentucky, and the plants would come up, but they would never come to fruit. Why? Because there's not enough season left for them to grow. And you know, and that's the point. There's a season to plant. There's going to be a season to harvest. You know, there's the time that we've got to make ready for the coming winter. And we can't wait till, you know, the last second and think, oh, well, you know, we're going to get out, go get some crops planted. And that's the way it is spiritually. While we're alive, while the world is standing, we need to be thinking about, hey, we need to get our life right. Reminds me also of the point that Paul made over in Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 13 and verse 11, excuse me, where Paul says, "And that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe." Or one translation says, "Nearer than when we first believe." And that's true. We're getting closer, always getting closer to the return of Jesus Christ. I don't know. It may be, you know, maybe centuries away. I don't know. Maybe a millennium away. I have no idea. But I know one thing, we're getting closer. And if, you know, it may not be getting closer for the end of the world. It may be I'm getting closer to the end of my world. Or maybe you're getting closer to the end of your world. And so the question is, have we been saved? Have we been rescued? Have we found salvation in Christ? I mean, now, you know, while we're living, while the world's standing, that's the time that we need to contemplate about getting our life right with God. And because, hey, you know, nobody's getting younger. Nobody's found the fountain of youth and just sort of changed the aging process. We need to make our life right while the world's standing. I don't know. The Lord may be coming pretty soon. I mean, people want to talk about the signs of the time. I mean, there are no signs of when then the time is, Paul talked about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 and following. But we know we're getting closer. That's what Paul was saying there in Romans chapter 11. We're nearer than when we first believed. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul says, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee, and in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, now, while we're living, while the world's standing." I mean, if we pass up the door of opportunity, it's going to be too late. I mean, it's possible that we become so hardened in sin, we're not going to make our life right. Then it'll be too late then also. It's kind of like, people, you're floating down the Niagara River toward Niagara Falls. And when you're a ways away, you can start paddling back upstream and avoid going over the falls. But as you get closer, the water becomes swifter and swifter. And it's going to get to the point of no return. And spiritually, that's the people, that's the way it is for us. That we can become more and more hardened in sin and wrongdoing. And we get to the place where we're not going to return. We're not going to turn to God. We're going to get to the point of no return. We're going to be the place where we're not saved. And we're not going to have a change of heart because we've been hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The Hebrew writer in chapter 3 says in verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins." Harden. We don't want people's hearts hardened. We want people to come to Christ. We want people to learn the truth. We want people to obey the truth, accept the truth, to accept the gospel, accept the Lord and his terms of salvation. We're pleading with people. We're encouraging people. We stand ready to help people to know about and to learn about God. We have this radio program. I give you my phone number. I'll give it to you again, 606-308-5077. Call. Let me know how I can help in the study of the Word of God. And be happy to study with you. And anyway, if maybe you think, I couldn't have a long distance charge. Well, don't worry about it. Just give me a call and I'll call you back. I have unlimited calling. No problem. We can talk hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever we need in the study of the Word of God. We want people to be safe. We want people to know the truth. Jesus says in John 8 and verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And that's what we're trying to make known, is the truth of God. And we need to do it while the time of opportunity, while we have the season to make our life right. That is, you're living, and the world's standing, and you haven't been so hardened in sin that you've got to that point of no return. And so the writer warns about the deceitfulness and the hardness of sin, that it can just harden the heart. The writer goes on to say in verse 14, "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation." Don't harden your heart. Make your life right. If you've never obeyed the gospel, you need to do that. You need to come to the Lord. You need to come to Christ. If you once served Christ and now you've been unfaithful, you've fallen away, come back. Don't wait too long. Don't let the harvest pass. Don't let summer end and think, you may get to that point of no return. And we certainly don't want that. It says in verse 16, "For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with them was he, with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not those that had sinned and whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But they that believed not, that is, the disobedient. We see then that they could not enter in because of unbelief." And so the exhortation, the plea of Scripture. God is begging us. He wants us to come to Him and to make our life right and to serve the Lord and do the things that we need to do. It's like we studied last week there in 2 Chronicles 36, that the people became so hardened in the days of Israel there that, you know, there was no remedy. And we don't want people getting that condition that you get to the point of no return, that you just become so hardened that you're not going to accept the gospel, you're not going to turn, you're not going to come to repentance. And the Bible warns about that. Now, can I say, oh yeah, I know that that person is in that condition? No, I can't see the hearts of people. And so that's why I will always pray for those that are living, that they might be saved. Just as Paul did when he prayed for his fellow Jewish brethren there in Romans chapter 10. When he says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So Paul wanted the Israelites to be saved, and he prayed for them. But you know, there were many that they never accepted. In fact, the majority did not accept. It was the faithful remnant that accepted. And it's always been like that. Those that are going to be saved is always in the minority. I mean, Jesus touched on that in Matthew chapter 7. I mean, we're not going to expect that, you know, about everybody's going to be saved and accept the gospel. It's not so. He says there in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So the straight and narrow way, only a few. The broad way, easy street, living in the sin, you know, delaying and putting off. Yeah, that's the majority of the people of the world that we live in. And so we're just begging people. We're pleading with people. We're exhorting people to wake up. You know, think, oh yeah, well, I want to have a convenience season. You know, one of these days. Well, get you a calendar and just show me where one of these days is on the calendar. It can be so deceptive, thinking one of these days. In the book of Acts chapter 24, we read about Paul talking to Felix. It says, and he reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. Felix trembled. I mean, it kind of shook him up. And he answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee. And he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. So he says, when I have a convenient season, 2 years pass in the historical account. Don't read anything about him finding that convenient season. You see, the convenient season is when we change our mind, have a change of attitude, and change our disposition about God, and decide, you know, I don't need to put it off any longer. I've been in the far country of sin and wickedness. It's a dead-end street. I realize that. And I'm not going to put off serving God. You know, time is marching on. I'm not getting any younger. The world, you know, we're marching right on toward stepping into eternity and the end of this world. And so that's the day that we need to wake up and say, hey, you know, I need to get my life right. I need to be thinking about God. I don't need to be putting it off, procrastinating anymore, because I don't want to come to the place that, well, I'm not saved, and step into eternity unprepared. And so we're exhorting, we're pleading, pleading with you, asking you, begging you to think about your soul's condition. How do you stand before the Lord? If you're not right, you can make your life right. That is, by believing in Jesus Christ, repenting, confessing your faith in Christ before man, and then to be baptized, immersed in water for the remission of sins. You know, Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. They were told on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we're encouraging you to make your life right and serve the Lord. And if we can help, just feel free to give me a call, 606-308-5077. Be happy to study with you. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll be able to turn in next week until the same time. Till that time, may God bless you.